From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Facebook begins trading on Wall Street today. Shares are priced at $38, giving the company a value of more than $100 billion. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, it is likely to be the second largest IPO in Wall Street history.
Sensing enormous interest in Facebook stock, the company and its advisors set the per-share price at the very top of the expected range. But some analysts and investors are already saying that $38 is too high. Facebook boasts nearly a billion users, but so far at least, they haven't generated much in the way of advertising revenue.
And of course, that's the whole story today.
Steve Blank teaches entrepreneurship at Stanford.
Do we believe that Facebook will be smart enough to figure out how to monetize, that is, make money from those eyeballs they have?
If the stock ends the trading day at roughly the IPO price, Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg will hold shares worth nearly $30 billion. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Hundreds of pages of documents, police interviews, and photos in the Trayvon Martin shooting have been released to the media. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports that the documents shed more light on the incident in Sanford, Florida in February.
According to the documents, Martin had $40.15, Skittles candy, a red lighter, headphones, and a photo pin in his pocket. He was shot once in the chest. An autopsy report indicates THC was found in Martin's body, the active ingredient in marijuana. One report confirms Zimmerman had called police at least four times to report suspicious persons, all young black males in his neighborhood. One investigator said the fight between Zimmerman and Martin could have been avoided if Zimmerman would have stayed in his car and waited for police to arrive. The investigator wanted Zimmerman to be charged with manslaughter. Zimmerman was arrested on second-degree murder charges some 40 days after the shooting. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
More than 1,000 firefighters backed by air tankers are battling at least five major blazes in three states. Gene Goad of the Minnesota Interagency Fire Center says a 100-acre fire briefly threatened homes in the tourist town of Ely.
Since they rescinded the evacuation order, the line is fairly secure on the northern part of the fire, where it would threaten the city of Ely.
About 80 homes are under mandatory evacuation orders in Colorado north of Fort Collins, where erratic winds are fueling a 12,000-square-mile blaze. The largest of the fires is burning in Arizona, where flames have scorched nearly 20 square miles north of Phoenix. NATO says two coalition troops were killed in an enemy attack today in eastern Afghanistan. The nationalities of the troops have not been disclosed. At least 100 of the 154 troops killed in Afghanistan this year have been Americans. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling for swift confirmation of Special Envoy Derek Mitchell to become the U.S. ambassador to Myanmar. Clinton has cited progress toward democracy and national reconciliation as reasons for formalizing ties to the South Asian nation, also called Burma. Mitchell has been based in Myanmar since 1990. He would become the first U.S. ambassador to the country in 22 years, if confirmed by the Senate. Police in New Zealand have filed charges in connection with the fatal van accident that killed three Boston University students last weekend. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports that the defendant was a classmate of those killed.
Boston University junior Stephen Hausman appeared in a courtroom in Auckland and was charged with seven counts of careless driving. He was at the wheel of the rented minivan when it veered off the road and rolled over on a remote highway on New Zealand's North Island. Three people were killed and five more hospitalized, including the driver. Four have been released, but one of the students remains in critical condition at a local hospital. Her parents have come over from the U.S. to be by her side. The accident has sparked a national debate over the quality of New Zealand's roads and the safety of overseas drivers. A total of three minivans carrying 26 students from BU were traveling to a popular hiking spot for the weekend when the accident happened. Each of the charges carries a maximum jail term of just 3 months. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
President Obama says the music industry has lost a legend far too soon, referring to the death of five-time Grammy winner Donna Summer. A singer-songwriter died of cancer in Naples, Florida yesterday at the age of 60. Summer's music helped define the disco era during the 1970s. This is NPR News in Washington.